Sunday, June 15th. My BFFs were really looking forward to my birthday party, so I knew they were going to be very disappointed that I'd canceled it. I left Chloe and Zoe the following message on their cell phones. Sorry, but I've got some really bad news. My birthday party is officially canceled. As much as I'd love to spend it celebrating with family and friends, instead I'll be locked in my bedroom, sitting on my bed in my pajamas, staring at the wall and sulking. I hope you both understand. Instead of a big birthday bash, I plan to have a huge pity party. But hey, why wait? I was feeling so awful, I decided to get started on my staring and sulking right away. I won't be having a birthday party this year. How cruddy is that? Which, strangely enough, always seems to make me feel a lot better. But my sulking plans were completely ruined when Chloe and Zoe called me back on my cell phone. OMG, Nikki, we just got your message. You're totally stressing out over this party. Please chillax, Zoe said. Yeah, Nikki, Zoe and I have got this. We're going to plan everything. All you have to do is show up. So please stop worrying, Chloe added. But you guys have no idea how messed up things are right now, I whined. My mom has taken over and turned it into a complete disaster. Don't panic. I'm sure the situation is not as bad as it seems, Zoe exclaimed. I really appreciate everything you guys have done so far, but I think this party is a really bad idea, I muttered. Please just listen, Nikki, Zoe said. Put on some super comfortable clothes. We know the perfect activity that will get rid of all your negative energy. Yeah, and when we're done, you're going to feel calm, happy, and totally relaxed. We'll be there in 10 minutes, Chloe said. You guys are the best friends ever, I gushed. I had no idea what they were planning, but I was already starting to feel a lot better. I was so looking forward to hanging out in my bedroom and binging on a gallon of cookie dough ice cream until we were laughing hysterically at all my problems. Chillaxing at the spa while being pampered with chocolate face masks and mani-pedis as we munched on fresh strawberries. Visiting the cupcakery to pig out on some delish red velvet cupcakes with cream cheese frosting. But I was wrong. To help me chillax, my friends took me on a very long and intense 1 mile run in the park. There's nothing like sunshine and fresh air to clear your head. So tell us how you're feeling now, Nikki. To be honest, I feel like I'm going to throw up the oatmeal I ate for breakfast. Sorry. Hey, I love my BFFs, but a gut-busting run in the park was not exactly what I had in mind. It just aggravated an already bad situation. Not only was my party canceled, but now my stomach was on fire. Every inch of my body ached. I felt dizzy, and I was about to throw up. Nikki, we'll always be here for you, no matter what happens, Zoe said. Now, do you want to tell us what's wrong? Chloe asked. Then they both gave me a big hug. OMG. Right then, I felt so frustrated and upset. I almost burst into tears. Uh-oh. I think I need to stop writing and go check on Brianna. It smells like she's cooking something again. I'll just have to finish this diary entry later. Why was I not born an only child?